I just want to share a few thoughts with you on this Christmas morning as we celebrate the birth of our Lord. It speaks of His coming. So I want to talk to you about the Christmas blessing. Everybody say with me, Christmas blessing. And before we do that, let's just pray. Father, I thank You, Lord, as we have gathered here in Your name, there's a promise of Your presence. Lord, we just trust and believe that You will just fill our hearts this morning and encourage us and to just appreciate You even more and to see who You are. Help us, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the more we know Christ, the more His birth becomes more significant. You know, you can talk about the birth of Jesus, but the more we come to appreciate who He is, what He grew up to be, what He accomplished, and what He is doing for us now, it makes the very beginning of how He came on the earth even more meaningful. Not that it was less meaningful before or more meaningful now, but I guess we have a greater measure of appreciation. So I want to talk about the Christmas blessing. Christmas. Everybody say Christmas blessing. Christmas. Let me ask you a question now, and I'm going to pause for a few seconds. What does it mean to be blessed? When you say, I am blessed, or when you say, Lord, I pray, pour out Your blessings upon me, or bless this brother, or bless this sister, or in whatever ways, what do we mean? What does that mean to you and to me when we say, I want to be blessed, or I am blessed? Are you blessed this morning? I'm not too sure. Are you blessed this morning? Yes. You're blessed? You're blessed. Why are you blessed? What makes you blessed? Is it because of Jesus? Oh, because Jesus is the season for the... Is the reason, not the season for the reason, but the reason for the season. Why are we blessed? What is that blessing? Okay. Well, is it the fact that I have a very expensive instrument? I'm blessed. Or is it because I have a great job, so I'm blessed? Or a lot of income is coming in, I am blessed. Or I'm getting a lot of Christmas presents in this season, so maybe that means I'm blessed. Maybe you just got a new car. Maybe you say, I'm blessed. Maybe you've just passed your exams and you think, I'm blessed. But I'm not saying that these are not blessings from God, but I want to look at the deeper meaning of the greatest blessing God ever came to give us. And it begins right. I'm going to give you three pictures here this morning. And the first one is found with Adam and Eve. It began right, the blessing of God began right at the very beginning, the very moment that God set everything in motion for the main thing was to place man on the earth to look after the garden. That was the climax of all things. God made the heavens and the earth, and everything was put in first, second, third, fourth, fifth day. And on the sixth day, God says He created man, put man in the garden. What does it say in... So I'm going to talk about the first point here is the blessing upon mankind. It began right in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 28, it says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Then God blessed them." Say, blessed them. "And God said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." What I'm saying here is that everything that God had made up until He made man was made in such a way for the provision of man. The whole earth was set up so that He could place man on the earth and to look after it. But He said this in verse 28, "Then God blessed them." So here, right in the book of beginnings, right in the book of Genesis, right from the beginning, we were created to be blessed. Say, I was created to be blessed. This is what I'm made for, to be blessed by God. Right from the start, that was God's original plan and purpose. To be blessed. But we know that in disobedience, man was expelled from the Garden of Eden, from the presence of God. Sin brought in sickness, death, and disease. Sin brought about separation. And so God was now, ever since man fell, God's heart is to restore that blessing which we forfeited and lost. So I'm going to take you to the second picture here this morning. We're talking about the blessing of Christmas. The blessing began in Genesis. The blessing began with Adam and Eve. Blessing began upon mankind when He created us and made us in the image of God. Point number two, here we find the blessing of Abraham. Say with me, blessing of Abraham. What did God do? God picked up a man, all right? He picked up Abraham. He says, come and follow me. Come out of your household. I'll show you a land. Come and follow me. And in the course of that, all right, from Abraham, now God gives him a promise. And here are some of the words of the promise or the words of the covenant that God gives to Abraham. And I'm sure you can guess it is a covenant. It's a promise of blessing. So that's why we're calling it the blessing of Abraham. Say the blessing of Abraham. What is the blessing of Abraham? What's the blessing of Abraham? Nations. Oh, okay, we're getting there. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3 says, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Now I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you I'll make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless you, you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, verse 3. And I will curse him who curses you, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So there's a blessing that was given to Abraham, so that not just Abraham, not just his family, not just his people, but that in him, all the families and all the nations of the earth could experience that blessing that God, by the way, had already put upon mankind when He created man and woman, Adam and Eve. He said, be blessed, be fruitful, and multiply. Furthermore, we can also read in Genesis, is that in 15? I think it could be 21. But it says, I think I've got it as 15, but I'm not sure if that's the right reference. But it says in verse 17, it says, blessing, this is again spoken to Abraham. It says, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying will I multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. The blessing because, and pay attention here, because you have obeyed my voice. So here we have a promise that in Abraham's seed, somehow the nations will be blessed. And so how is this promise? Let we go back to Genesis, and God picks up a man. It begins with a Jewish nation. Then how is all people going to be blessed? How does God restore the blessing that man had lost in sin? So we go now, point number three. The blessing that is found in Christ. So when you think about the blessing, when God blessed Adam and Eve, when you think about the fact that God says, Abraham, you are blessed, I'm blessing you. Here's a promise, in you all the nation will be nations of the earth shall be blessed. Blessing will I bless you and multiplying will I multiply you. It has to do with this greatest blessing of all time. It's the blessing that is found in Christ. So in short, we can say that the blessing, the good things that we have, these are all good. These are God's favors. These are God's blessings upon our life. But that's not the greatest blessing ever, all right? And what did Jesus come to do on Christmas Day? Is to come and give us this blessing. How so? Let's read Galatians chapter 3, verse 5 onwards. Why don't you help me read this morning, okay? Let's read these verses from Galatians 1, 2, 3. Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracle among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed, believing Abraham. Amen. So if you have faith, all right, like Abraham believed God, we believe God, it says, and then those who are of faith are blessed. Are we those of faith this morning? Then we are blessed. So can you see that sometimes we can look at the material things that God does indeed bless us with, but we lose sight that blessing is not just about material possession. Blessing has to do with the eternal life that God came to restore. Now notice, what does it say in verse 8? It says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, what? Preach the gospel. Now, what does the word gospel mean? The word gospel means good news. So this gospel, this good news about Christ was preached to Abraham. So did Abraham hear the gospel? Absolutely. Did he hear the good news? Amen. That gospel was preached to him. And what is that gospel about? The gospel is that in you, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So the promise that was given to Abraham, Jesus comes to fulfill that. Let me perhaps continue to read verse 10 here. Galatians 3, verse 10 to 14. It says, for as many as of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. So the word here is faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Can you say amen to that? So now the Bible says, in Abraham's seed, the nation of the earth shall be blessed. Okay, and through Abraham, we have the Hebrew people and the Jewish people came out of that. And Jesus came in the flesh. What happened? When Mary conceived, it says the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And the Word, say with me, the Word became flesh. The Word of God took on flesh. Jesus was born in human form. He was born as a Jew. So that through Abraham's seed, he is able to fulfill the promise, to bring that promise and that blessing to all the families of the earth. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus came. How do we know that? In John chapter 1, verse 10 to 14, it says, He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own. What does that mean, he came to his own? He came to the Jews. He was born a Jew. He came to the Jews, and his own did not receive him. The Jewish people did not receive him. But as many, everybody say as many. As many as received him, to then he gave them the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Abraham believed. We believe in his name. The gospel was preached to Abraham. The gospel is preached to us. The gospel that is to bless all the nations of the earth in Christ by faith. We can be a partaker of that Christmas blessing. Amen. Verse 13, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but we are born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Let me take you to a final main part of scripture here before I conclude. is in Ephesians chapter 1, we have a passage that talks about blessings. You like blessings? I hope we like blessing, right? I'm sure we all like blessings. But I want to focus on the greatest blessing of all time. What is truly this blessing that came to us through Christmas? Remember, it only began on Christmas Day, right? When we refer to the birth of Christ. It only began there. It is through that birth, it is through the Word becoming flesh that the nations of the earth will be blessed. And so here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, we read this from verse 3. Blessed be God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Are you already blessed? He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Where? Where is that blessing? In Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as a son by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. So, go back to verse 3. I am blessed with all the spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In that seed, the nations of the earth shall be blessed. We have all the blessings in Christ Jesus. We are chosen, not frozen, but chosen in Him. Why? To be holy without blame, to be holy. We've been predestined to be conformed to His image, to the adoptions of son. I am a son. I'm a child of the living God. There's a promise of the redemption of the body, and I am accepted. Can you say amen? This blessing I'm saying this morning, the Christmas blessing that I want to share with you is the fact that Jesus was born on Christmas Day to bring about this blessing upon us. So what do we mean when we say, I am blessed? I want to be blessed. I want to live a blessed life. It's not all about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I found within. It's all about His precious blood that saved me from my sin. Can you say amen? I know I'm preaching to the choir this morning, but, you know, yeah. But, you know, I feel like in Christmas, as we celebrate it, I felt sometimes we can take casually what is so valuable and honorable. And what I'm saying is the more we appreciate the Word of God and we understand through Scriptures who Jesus is, and all the more we appreciate that birth was a significant birth. It wasn't just another birth. It's not just another Christmas day. This is the birth of the Savior. Amen? Hallelujah. So I hope that I've sort of nailed, you know, what it means to be blessed. And I want that blessed life, meaning I want Him in Christ. I know that I can have the promise of eternal life. I can have His life, which is far superior than this life here on earth, the physical life and everything else. I have Him. I have all things. Let me conclude with this. In conclusion, I take you to a story in Genesis chapter 14, okay? And I'm just going to paraphrase most of it, but basically there's a picture I'm going to show you here. There were basically five kings and four kings. So how many kings altogether? Five plus four, nine. Five versus four kings, okay? They were fighting. And the top five kings there, you know Abraham, we've been talking about Abraham. And Abraham had a nephew called Lot, and he went to Sodom. And there the people at the top were basically losing and were being captured. And so these were the enemies, or they're all enemies anyway, but they were basically fighting. And so Abraham goes and rescues Lot from the hands of those four kings down the bottom there. Then the king of the Sodom, because he's delivered them in a way, he says, he begins to negotiate with him. He says, I'll give you all the goods, give me the people. And then something happened. All right, now Sodom is a picture of the world, okay? Are you following with me so far? And in that moment, someone appeared to Abraham. Verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. Now remember then, when you read the scriptures, who were the one, the blessing, you know the blessing? The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. Who was to pronounce that blessing? The Aaron, which is the priest, right? So here again, the priest to bless, right? Here we have Melchizedek, a priest of God Most High. What did he do? Verse 19, and he blessed him. Who did he bless? Abraham. And said, blessed be, at the time he's still called Abraham, before he became Abraham, but he says, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered you, your enemies, into your hand. Part of that blessing that you see here in that verse, what do you see? We're delivered from the hand of your enemies. And what did Jesus do? He delivered us from the hand of our enemies. And to pronounce a blessing, to bless us as he, Jesus, being the king priest after the order of Melchizedek, as priest, he came to bring about this blessing upon us. He has delivered us from the hands of the enemy. Remember that Melchizedek, a priest after the order of Melchizedek, means he is a priest after the order of kingship, a king of righteousness. He's a priest after the order of a king of righteousness, basically, right? So it's a king of righteousness is what Melchizedek means. So he's a king priest of righteousness. And here's the amazing thing. The Bible says that we are kings and priests. I don't want to go too much over that, but let me just at least say this in Revelation chapter 1. He says, he washed us with his own blood and made me. Come on, say with me, made us kings and priests unto God. And look at what blessings have king priests. Are you ready for the blessing of the king priest? What blessing does the king priest have? Are you a king priest? All right, okay, if you're a faith, you're king priest. He made us by what means? Through the blood. Now, this is the blessing. This is the final blessing here I want to talk about before I just conclude with a few points in declaration. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 17 to 18, the consummation of all blessings, I would say, is here. Blessed and holy is he who is part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. They shall be priests. Can you see that in purple? And number two, they shall reign. Who reigns? The kings reign. So we are going to be kings and priests because we are blessed. And what blessing is that? It says, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. The Bible talks about at least two resurrections in Revelation 20. The first resurrection is the resurrection of the saints. And the second resurrection is the resurrection of the wicked and the ungodly who will be judged and thrown into the lake of fire. But we have part in the first resurrection, whereby the second death will not hurt us. What do we mean by second death? There's the first death. What's the first death? Physical death. You and I, most likely, unless Jesus comes right about now or whenever, if we're still around, we will all be partaking of that first death, which means we're dying here on earth. But there's a second death, which is eternal separation from God. And he says, those who have part in the first resurrection, not the second resurrection, the first resurrection, all right, they shall be priests and kings and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And you say amen? Are you blessed? We have the blessedness of resurrection. In that resurrection, we are going to have a resurrected body, a glorified, a spiritual body. And you say amen? So this is blessing. This is the blessing. God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to be kings and priests. God wants us to reign in life. God is going to establish His kingdom here on the earth. And you and I, through Jesus Christ, through this Christmas blessing that He came to initiate at His birth, only a beginning, only the starting point, but the Word became flesh to bless you and I after the order of Melchizedek. So let me ask the question again, the same question that I started at the very beginning. Are we blessed? What way are we blessed? Okay? Sometimes we're wanting the blessings that satisfies for the moment, but we got to keep aside. And on this Christmas day, I hope that through sharing this with everybody, that it reminds us that the blessing is an eternal blessedness. It is a state of blessedness from the state of our spirit, eternal peace, love, joy, the kingdom of God, resurrection, salvation, redemption, hope, future, a new heavens and new earth that's awaiting us. So blessedness. So to be blessed, and this is just to put a few, based on the verse that we read, let me conclude with this few points here to say this. To be blessed is to be accepted. I am accepted by God. To be blessed is I have the right, because I believe He has given us the right, the authority, the power to become children of God. To be blessed means He has chosen me. He has picked me. He has taken me out of darkness into light. To be blessed means He has delivered me from our enemies, from sin, from self, from Satan, from the last enemy that is death, so that the second death does not have any power over us. To be blessed means I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus became a curse for us that we might be redeemed from the curse. To be blessed means to be kings and priests and to be separated unto God for holiness. And lastly, let me say these two points here. In conclusion, how was this blessing acquired? How can we receive that blessing? Number one, by faith in Christ Jesus. And number two, by being obedient to God's voice. And I'm quoting the verses here, right? There's a couple of scripture verses here, which I've already read. But it is by faith that Abraham received the promise. By faith, okay? And because he was obedient. So on this Christmas day, as we have just shared with you some thoughts about what it means to be blessed and how Jesus came to bless us as the King Priest. This is the greatest blessing that you and I could ever receive in our lives. And I pray for all of us here, not only will it be a great reminder, okay, but I'm also speaking to those who are still not sure, who are still uncertain, who are still thinking about it, who are just coming along for the time until you really find this realness of this experience, the blessings of Jesus. Why run around looking for all the blessings except for that greatest blessing? Why live life searching for the riches of the world, for the greatness that the world can offer? And if you remember that story that I shared with you about Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Appearing to Abraham and says, and listen to this, okay? Listen to this carefully, okay? This is my last point, okay? Really. He said this, you give me the people and I'll give you what? Goods, riches. That is what the world wants us to do. They will give us money, they'll pay us, but what do they want? They want our soul, so to speak. Work us hard until we have no time for God, until we're so exhausted, until we're so consumed with entertainment, with work, with hobbies, with this and with that, until we have no strength for God. And that is the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. Take the people, give me the people, but you have the goods. But God wants us. So why go for all the riches? That's why they want to give us goods. The world will give us goods. Satan says, you bow to me, I'll give you the kingdoms. Give it to me, I'll give it to you. But why are we searching for that which does not satisfy? What blessing are we after? And I hope that you have made the decision to pursue this blessing that has been poured and lavished upon us, that has overtaken us. Let us press on. Let us receive that blessing. Let us receive what Jesus has done. The word that became flesh to die a sinless death, to take away the penalty and the sin of man upon himself, the wrath of God, the curse he became for us, that we might receive blessing. Jesus, who rose from the dead, resurrected and is alive, seated at the right hand of the Father, coming back for us again. Let us remember that as Jesus came the first time, it also reminds us that he is coming the second time. Therefore, let us be watchful and ever be ready in this Christmas season, all right? Because when he returns, we want to be ready and there. Shall we rise to our feet? I want to conclude with a prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for the blessing. We want to thank you that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We thank you that the same gospel that you preached to Abraham has come to us, has been realized in who you are, in your death, burial, and resurrection. God, I pray, would you help us, Holy Spirit, that our eyes and our hearts will be set upon this blessing more than anything. That eternity will grip our hearts, that you would set eternity in our hearts. God, as we have chosen to be here this morning, not because we have to, but because we want to honor your name. We want to honor you. What better thing to do? What is it better to do but to set aside a day on Christmas Day where we commemorate and remember your birth, that to come to the house of the Lord and to worship you with the saints, to glorify your name, and to draw closer to you. God, I pray that you would impart a fresh dimension from heaven, a hunger and thirst for you, to appreciate how much we've been blessed through Christ Jesus, and how much you bowed yourself to the Father's will and humbled yourself in order to bless us. Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him thanks and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I'd just like to conclude with a song, just sing that first stanza, Joy to the World, if I can get the musicians, and then we will wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I hope that you were encouraged this morning by the Word of God, and that we go out from here, and remember, you know, I know it's a holiday, it's Christmas, okay, but remember, it is about Christ. And may we not lose sight of that. And I hope that we will continue to meditate on the blessing that we have received. It's about Jesus. It's about the cross. So let's sing Joy to the World. Hallelujah.